Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. This is Jim Masters. A pleasure to have you with us today. Also a pleasure to continue the conversation with Christine Rose, business coach extraordinaire, graduate of University, Georgetown University, and corporate coach U, and is a certified trainer of Jack Canfield's Success Principles. She's the founder of CEO Excel, which is a virtual learning community to help top echelon leaders. Christine is also the author of several business-oriented books and book chapters, and a title that was named Amazon New Release Bestseller, Living Beyond Me Too, Creating a Safer World for Our Mothers, Daughters, Sisters, and Friends. Christine is also going to discuss a lot of other incredible things. One of the topics that we're going to be really focused on today is leading beyond hashtag Me Too. And it's really a fascinating conversation that we're going to have. It always goes by so extraordinarily fast. Her website, CoachChristineRose.com, is one of the ways to connect with her. We'll tell you other additional ways towards the latter part of the show as well. She did receive the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award back in 2021 for her commitment to improving this nation and instilling a spirit of community in business settings. She says one of the most profound challenges of leadership is learning, and they're excited to be optimizing a synchronous, wonderful collaboration with CEOs and helping them along. She's really extraordinary, and it's always really terrific having an opportunity to chat with her because she's a gifted speaker as well and compassionate, and her level of expertise is duly noted within the industry. So chatting with her, we always learn something fresh and something new. Let's welcome Christine Rose back to Close Up Radio for the next 30-minute conversation. Christine, welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jim. It's so great to be with you. Thank you.
You as well. I think you said it's a nice 70 degrees there in Seattle. You're blessed today.
It's a beautiful place, and it's a lovely day. Yeah.
That is great.
As we go into Memorial Day weekend coming up pretty soon, I hope that the listeners also find their little bit of sunshine wherever they are.
That's right. Beautifully said. You know, I had the privilege of reading your best-selling book, Life Beyond Me Too. And for those who, you know, haven't had a chance to read that book, maybe you can recap what the book is about, and including the subtitle.
Thanks, Jim. Yes, Life Beyond Me Too. The subtitle is Creating a Safer World for Our Mothers, Daughters, Sisters, and Friends. And it's really a coaching book that's geared toward raising awareness and engaging people in conversations for action, conversations to create change and to create a new normal. If the old normal is a world where it's not safe for girls and women or for because of gender-based violence, it's about how do we create a new normal where it is safe and reduce the discrimination and violence that are so endemic to our society, to our world. So you'd think that with this being in the news for 5 years, people would get the message. But here we are in 2023, and CEOs and managers are still losing their jobs because of workplace harassment. People are still harassing and violating their coworkers and harming people in their communities. And too often with little or no repercussions. We have a war going on in Ukraine that's been devastating to so many women, with a spike in rapes and gang rapes being reported over there. You know, we lost Tina Turner today. And, you know, what people remember about Tina Turner, you know, besides the fact that she became one of the biggest musicians in the world, was that she was in a relationship that was abusive and she experienced violence. So the people who take the time to read this book will get some equipping. They're going to learn whether or not they and their organization are part of the problem or part of the solution to gender-based discrimination and violence. And the book has a lot of rich resources and evidence in there about how the world is the way it is, and it coaches people to deal with this discrimination and violence themselves, and how to be a part of the solution. Questions after each chapter, Jim, and so people are encouraged to generate conversations with people, use it in a book club, generate conversations, and there are also a lot of suggestions in the book. And so for people who really don't have a grasp on what Me Too was about, you'll gain an understanding of how it impacts people, because there's a lot of stories in the book. It's not my life story. There's a lot of stories in the book. And the hope for the book is that you'll recognize that we're all accountable and we can all take action in our lives wherever we are to create this safety for our daughters, our mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, and really just do better.
That's so important. And yes, referencing what Tina Turner had experienced was beautiful of you to do as well, because and there she is, such an incredible example of fortitude and determination and resilience. And she talked about it a lot in a lot of different conversations and interviews as well. You know, you're talking about some of the things that still need to be worked on and changed, just in our society, but especially in the workplace. You are certified in psychological safety training. Maybe you can expand for our listeners what that entails, what it's actually about, and how does it actually relate to the message, the overall message of your book?
Well, I am a psychological safety coach, and for those who aren't familiar with that term, it's really the belief that you won't be punished or humiliated for speaking up with your ideas, your questions, concerns, or even mistakes, that at work your team holds this expectation that you're not going to be embarrassed or rejected or punished for sharing ideas or taking risks or learning or soliciting feedback. And it's a condition in which you feel included. When you feel it's safe to learn, it's safe to contribute, and it's safe to challenge the status quo. And if you have psychological safety, it's in a team. It's in, like, more than one person. So if you feel included, you're more likely to be able to participate, right? You're one of the people, right? And you're not. Without that exclusion, what happens is people are more likely to marginalize or objectify other people. So to create a safe new normal or to create a safe culture, it really requires that every person engage to ensure that each person is valued for their humanity, not for their power, and that none are devalued because of gender. And, you know, we still live in a culture where since Me Too, while there's less tolerance for workplace harassment than there used to be, there was a survey that said 70% of Americans say that harassers and abusers are more likely to be held accountable today than in 2017. And certainly accusers are more likely to be believed. People who support the Me Too movement are still in the minority at only 49%, while like 30% of people who were surveyed say they're neutral, and 21% say they oppose this movement strongly or somewhat. So it's telling that, you know, we haven't reached the point where accountability is given in our society. And while there's been a slight decrease in charges that were filed with the EEOC, which they spiked in 2018, now they're just above 2017 levels. Some of the reasons also are that there was a drop in women in the workforce in 2020, and that's just recovering last year. And the Me Too movement really, you know, has made a mark on sexual harassment litigation, but it, you know, which is very costly to employers, a big problem for employers. What's going on is that employers are talking about psychological safety, but they're really not making it happen yet. And so there's still a lot more to be done, Jim.
There still is, yes, and on so many levels. And, you know, even just having the conversation, talking about it is of great value. People didn't even used to bring it up or talk about it, or they wouldn't even, some would have blinders on, not think it was anything of importance, or, you know, this too shall pass, things of that nature. And it's great that it's at least in the dialogue. You know, your book has also reported losses in the culture war against women and girls, as you're talking about pandemic. What specifically were they, Christine, and has there been any sort of recovery of those losses? Like you've, of course, mentioned, you know, women not in the workforce like they were, things of that nature. What are some others?
Well, there were some losses. So the evidence is clear that during the lockdown for COVID-19, calls for domestic violence skyrocketed and increased by 25% to 33% in countries around the globe. Also, women went through economically what's been called a she session, right? Because in 2020, it was the first time since 1948 that the female unemployment rate reached the double digits. And globally, women's job losses during COVID were 1.8 times greater than men. Over 10 million women in the U.S. lost jobs by May of 2020. And as a result, even though many have gone back to work, and I'll talk about that in a minute, the poverty gap did increase between men and women, and it really was widened globally. Most of those jobs in the U.S. were recovered by 2022, so it took time. But women are continuing to experiencing lower earnings as compared to men, and that's despite increasing our participation in the labor force. Men out-earn women across every age group, from, you know, brand new, like 16-year-olds, all the way up to retirement age. And even if you're only looking at full-time workers, there's a pervasive gender pay gap that worsens over the length of employment or over a career, because men are promoted at a higher rate than women at every level. So for women ages 16 to 24, their median earnings are about 8% lower than men's. When you get to prime age workers, they're earning 16% less than men. When you get to the boomers, the 55 to 64-year-old women are earning 22% less than men. And at age 75 or older, they're getting 27% less than men of the same age. So the economic impact has not been recovered, and it hasn't really changed so much. Like, there's still a huge pay gap. So those are some of the losses. Also, poor news skyrocketed during the pandemic. And for those who see porn as a systemic objectification of women, that was the big loss, too, in the culture war.
Everything you just said and shared, I've heard the same exact thing in all those areas, the uptick in all of it, and pretty extraordinary when you think about it on so many different levels. It says a lot about, you know, the society. You know, we can all, even folks listening who think they don't have maybe the power to make any sort of difference or to participate at all, we all have a voice and we all can participate. What are some ways from your perspective, Christine, that even our listeners here on Close Up Radio can actually participate and contribute to safer workplaces and cultures overall?
That's really great that you asked that, Jim. And I agree with you. We're more powerful than we think we are. The first, the easiest way to lose your power is not to recognize that you have any. We had mentioned psychological safety. So for those in the workplace and even for just those in community, the book, The Four Stages of Psychological Safety by Dr. Timothy Clark, could be a really great starting place as a leader or for a person to take responsibility for the culture of the organization you're leading. For those who are leading in corporate or small businesses, there's a book by Iris Bonnet called Gender Equality by Design, What Works. The name of the book is What Works, Gender Equality by Design. And she offers 36 tested practices to decrease gender bias and shift the culture of organizations to be more inclusive. And so, you know, you can find a short list in the book, but I really refer people to her book and start doing those things in your business. And I'll talk about a couple of them. First of all, support laws that create safety and equity for people, like bans on non-disclosure agreements. And secondly, as a leader, you know, make sure that this is not a box you check, but that you're actually leading this inclusivity, you're leading this psychological safety in how you open space for people to have safety and conversations, to report problems, to, you know, and believe them, right? And so you're committed to honoring yourself and other people as valuable for their humanity, not just as objects to be used to make you profit or objects to be used for whatever reason. And that's something that anybody can do. Also, you can invest your time and your money to make the world safer. You can be an advocate. You can be an upstander. So that's someone who speaks up when they see wrong happening as opposed to looking the other way. And don't shy away from conversations about how you can make the world safer. And then another thing, Jim, is just consider what behaviors that you have that diminish people or that lift people. And focus on the ones that lift and value people. And maybe consider changing behaviors where you're not valuing individuals. We each show up in the world with the right to become the fullness of who we are. And as individuals, we are valuable whoever we are. And so it's time to stop stereotyping and dividing and devaluing people. Also, we don't have the free rein to infringe on other people's rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in our pursuit of happiness. So if something doesn't initiate peace and respect for other people, you know, really need to think about that. We are not objects to satisfy someone else's personal needs. We are humans at every point of life that are valuable and deserving of respect. And so if, you know, I would say to people that we just need to stop objectifying people and treating them like an object and value them as people. And that's huge. In workplaces, there's this assumption that somebody doesn't say something, they're consenting to whatever someone else is doing. So speak up if consent is a problem. Like if someone's pushing limits that they shouldn't be pushing, speak up. But also, if you're a push person who pushes boundaries, you know, stop doing that. Stop pushing people beyond where they've given you consent to be. And this is like, you know, these are kind of individual actions, but if everybody behaves better, we wouldn't have this problem, right? This is a societal problem that a lot of people are part of. And one of the things I realized when I was doing the research for the book is that these aren't other people. These are the people who are in our community. These are our family. These are our friends that are doing these things, you know, and we just don't know it or don't hold people accountable. So being able to recognize, hey, what are old normal behaviors in ourselves or others? What are these negative behaviors? And what are positive behaviors? And holding people in our community to these standards is something we can do, and we can set the standards for our community. So those are things we can do. I also, of course, you know, I invite people to read the book Life Beyond Me Too, share it with your friends, get copies for your leadership team. It's available on Amazon Kindle right now for a limited time for only $2.99. So it's very affordable. Have it with your Starbucks latte. Share it with your boss, your family. And, you know, my mentor and America's beloved success coach and co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul, Jack Canfield, said every manager ought to be required to read this book. And Marshall Goldsmith, America's top executive coach, CEO coach, recommends this book for leadership. So it has valuable information in it to help people who are in leadership create change in their organizations. And it also helps those who have their own Me Too stories or friends of those who have their own Me Too stories with chapters of recommendations and you know, suggestions and coaching on how to create your life beyond Me Too. So those are some suggestions.
They're great suggestions. And like you said, the book is extraordinarily affordable at that price. That book is less than the cost of one Starbucks latte.
Right. And, you know, I wish, you know, I could have had a copy go out to some people who could have really used it that are suffering because of legal ramifications of decisions that they made without thought because of being part of a culture that ingrains this idea that somehow it's okay to use people. And you know what? I mean, my mom said it, love people, use things, not the other way around. Right.
Right.
And so it's really a very practical book. And I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna say it's easy to read because there's so much shame around this topic. But one of the powerful outcomes of the Me Too movement, you know, whether you go back to it being started by Tarana Burke or whether you go back to like when it really hit viral social because of Alyssa Milano's tweet in October of 2017, all the way back, the purpose is that this lifts the victim out of shame and creates an opportunity to say, now what are we going to do? What are we going to do to create a different kind of space for people? And so it's a powerful message and very encouraging. I was really humbled and honored that the book's been recognized, that the Pinnacle Book Awards for Fall 2022 recognized this book as its number one women's interest book, and that in 2021 International Book Awards recommended this book as a winning finalist for its top nonfiction books. So I'm, you know, appreciate the recognition. I had great support with the research from my research partner, who has a lot of wealth of knowledge and history in women's history and in women's rights. And it was really, you know, it's worth reading that way.
Absolutely. Encourage folks to, you know, I don't know if we ever touched on this, but quite exciting too, and a very important achievement. What was it like when you received the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award for your commitment to improving the nation and instilling the spirit of community in business settings? That must have been an extraordinary feeling.
Well, Jim, I was so surprised to be nominated for that. I had no idea. And I was really humbled and honored. You know, when I volunteer my time and when I give to the community, it isn't, you know, and when I wrote this book, it's not with the idea of being recognized. It's really with how can I be of service. And, you know, it's nice to be recognized, but what was meaningful to me was being able to be of service. That's what I love. So, you know, the medal is nice on the wall. It's nice. But what matters to me is that there are generations of kids that I volunteered to help. There are generations of adults that I've volunteered with and served with and for, where their lives changed. And that's the power of coaching. I mean, I'm a coach because I love to see and facilitate transformation for individuals, for leaders, for organizations. And so that's the real win right there, is when the world becomes better.
Yes, on so many levels. If folks are desirous of making connection, learning about where they can get the book, when they can connect with you, what are some of the best ways that they can go ahead forward and do that, Christine?
Well, I would love for you to get the book. I would say for them to get the book. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. I mean, it's pretty much ask for it wherever books are sold. And you can also reach out to me for an online book tour stop if you're a blogger, or to podcast guest, or to speak to your organization about Life Beyond Me Too or Leading Beyond Me Too. You can find me at lifebeyondme2.com, or you can go to my coaching website, coachchristinerose.com. And if you're a leader who wants to create an amazing culture in your organization, if you're a CEO with a million-dollar-plus revenue company who happens to be listening, I invite you to check out CEOAccel.com, CEOAccel.com, which is a new virtual learning community for CEOs, where you get all sorts of resources on helping you create a safer culture.
Always a pleasure speaking with you, Christine. And this concludes this particular run of the series with the end of the month, but a real pleasure. And thanks so much for, again, sharing all of this invaluable knowledge with us here on Close Up Radio. It's always a joy and a pleasure and a blessing. And looking forward to speaking with you more and hearing updates and all the wonderful things that you're working on that I know you love deeply. So thanks for being with us and spending the time with me. And I certainly hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And I look forward to catching up again real soon.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
You be well and have a wonderful Memorial Day holiday weekend for you and your family as well. Christine Rose, our special guest on Close Up Radio. We appreciate her being with us, and we appreciate you being with us throughout this particular series here. If you missed anything, go back in the archives. You can hear it all. It's all archived, recorded, and saved, and you can follow along and share the links with associates, colleagues, family, and friends you think would benefit from it as well. All of these episodes are recorded in their entirety here on Close Up Radio. We look forward to chatting with Extraordinary Business Coach Christine Rose again real soon, and I invite you to join us again as well. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.